Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week, I am at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. Most people in St. Louis know exactly where that is. It is a beautiful, gorgeous building. And I'm here with the author of a new book about it, John Gunther. It's called The Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis, An Illustrated Timeline. He's an architect, an historian, and author, of course. John, thank you for inviting me over.
Thank you very much.
What prompted you to want to make this book?
Well, I had previously written a book on the Gateway Arch, An Illustrated Timeline, for the publisher Reedy Press, and I realized the powerful potential of combining written word with images in a chronological order. And so when I was offered the opportunity to publish a book, for them to publish this book, I jumped at that opportunity because it offers such a powerful lesson in the growth of the city, the establishment of the city, and how this magnificent cathedral came to be.
I remember the feeling that I had when I walked in here for the first time. I'm curious what your reaction was when you walked in here the first time.
Really one of awe. It just is so magnificent. You are surrounded, you're enveloped by this magnificent space. Byzantine interiors with the magnificent mosaics glittering all around you. It's the largest collection of mosaics, glass tesserae mosaics, in the Western Hemisphere upon completion in 1988. It took 76 years to complete, and they cover 83,000 square feet of surface.
Wait, how many square feet?
83,000 square feet.
What?
Yes. And when you think that each square foot contains approximately 500 individual pieces of glass tesserae, that's 41.5 million glass tesserae mosaics that you see wrapping around you.
No wonder it took 76 years. I'm surprised it didn't take more.
Yes.
But I had the same reaction as you, and I think any human being would have that feeling of awe, just looking up all around. The detail,
yes,
it's just crazy. So let's go back to the beginning. How did the cathedral come to be?
It's actually a really interesting progression. And this book, by the way, is 352 years in the making. And it begins in 1673 with Marquette and Joliet coming down the Mississippi River on their expedition and concludes in 2025 with the latest refinements to the Cathedral Basilica and Pope Leo XIV. And so this offered an opportunity to illustrate 138 key moments which trace the establishment and development of St. Louis, the influence of Catholicism, and the building of the Basilica of St. Louis, King of France, known as the Old Cathedral, St. John the Apostle and Evangelist, known as the Pro-Cathedral, and the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. And so with the ever-expanding growth of the city ever westward, the search for a new site was undertaken in 1895. This site was selected after many other sites were considered.
So when did construction actually begin?
The construction of the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis occurred between 1907 and 1914 for the superstructure, the main structure of the building. But prior to that, Archbishop Glennon took responsibility for the diocese. He asked for a new design with a new competition in 1905, an international competition, and he opened it up to architects around the world as well as across the United States. In 1905, Barnett, Haynes and Barnett were declared the winners of this design. And so they proceeded with the design of the new cathedral and developed the plans in 1906, with the groundbreaking occurring in 1907.
A competition to build a landmark in St. Louis. Where have I heard that before? Didn't that happen for the Arch?
Yes, indeed, it did. A very, very famous competition.
That's
yes.
Right. And you're an architect, so obviously you have great interest in that aspect of the Basilica. What impresses you most architecturally?
Well, it's a fascinating design. Archbishop Glennon asked for and actually put into the program requirements that this cathedral combine Byzantine interiors with Romanesque exteriors. And so what is fascinating about this is that this is a cathedral unlike any other in the world, created by George Dennis Barnett to reflect the Archbishop's desires and goals to realize this type of a structure. And so it combines the best of Romanesque on the exterior and this magnificent interior with these incredible volumes, with these really massive proportions, three major domes, the center dome over the crossing, over the transept there, and it is one that just imparts awe everywhere you look.
How in the world, I'm just trying to picture how logistically it was built. It seems like that would be a very difficult thing.
Right. Well, it was taken on over time first, and the first two chapels to the left side as you walk in, those were built, those were designed and installed first. They were commissioned in 1912 by the Tiffany Company, and Aristide Leonori, an Italian architect and designer, designed those mosaics. They were done in the style of Italian-style mosaics, so it's a bit flatter, not so much surface in and out, so to speak, to catch the light, as with the Byzantine mosaics. And so they were installed in 1915. But then going forward, the Archbishop wanted to look to local talent to implement more of the mosaic work, and there was a vast amount to remain. And so Emil Frey Sr. of Emil Frey Art Glass Company approached the Archbishop and suggested that he carry on with the work. And in fact, with the vast amount of work to be done, he, being an immigrant from Germany, knew of Poulin Wagner from Berlin, and he proposed a collaboration with that firm in Berlin with Emil Frey Art Glass in St. Louis. So you had both a local presence and the great skills and volume of a larger mosaicist in Germany to produce the rest of these mosaics. And so therefore he incorporated Ravenna mosaics in 1923 to carry on with the work.
So this is really an international project.
Very much so, very much so.
When you
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
researching for this book, what are a couple of things that you found that have kind of stood out to you? Are you like, I didn't know that, or wow, that's remarkable?
One of the interesting discoveries was just the use of modern reinforced concrete, reinforced with steel reinforcing bars. This was an application which George Barnett said people from around the world, architects and engineers from around the world, wanted to learn more about their application and their design in this this work for the cathedral. So it drew worldwide attention. I found that interesting as well.
Does it draw international attention from visitors? Do people come here just to see it? Do you know?
Yes, it has quite an attendance for visitors from all across the country and the world to view these mosaics. And in fact, the Mosaic Museum was installed on the lower level of the Cathedral Basilica to help explain to visitors the process of designing and fabricating and installing the mosaics that they see up above.
How is it used today? Obviously, we're actually inside and they're having mass upstairs.
The Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis is often referred to as the Mother Church, and St. Louis as the Rome of the West. It is obviously a place of great worship each and every day, and special moments in time. But also, it's interesting to note that it is open to the community for us to come together in times of celebration, in times of mourning. And I would point to the fact that when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, there was a memorial mass here in the cathedral the same day as his funeral mass in Washington, D.C. I would also note that Martin Luther King, when he was assassinated, there was a memorial mass for him as well. So the community comes together here to not only celebrate and worship, but also to mourn, and I think that's an important feature. The CBC High School, I was moved by a photograph from the St. Louis Globe Democrat collection of a memorial mass, I think it was 1943, of those CBC cadets who had paid the ultimate sacrifice, made that sacrifice in World War II. And there was a memorial mass there where they were saluting in honor of those cadets who had fallen in battle.
Well, we just had a natural disaster a few months ago. A tornado went right by this area. Did the basilica escape all harm as you know it?
As far as I know, that tornado did not affect the structure of the building. There were certainly several trees in the surrounding areas that were damaged, as well as other structures. But this is a very solid building that came through, fortunately, unscathed. I would point out history repeating itself, though. In 1895, the site was selected, and they were ready to move forward with the design and construction of the cathedral. In 1896, there was a really huge tornado that came through, the Great Tornado of St. Louis of 1896, and it wiped out vast portions of St. Louis, many, many churches, more to the south side than it crossed the Mississippi River, hit the Eads Bridge and kept going, and that delayed the progress of the Cathedral Basilica from that natural event. So history can repeat itself.
Well, you made some notes. Obviously, you've searched this book. So is there anything else you wanted to point out?
I would just like to say that I hope that the readers will find this book of great interest to learn more. I am always curious, always asking more questions, always seeking more knowledge, asking why and why not. And this was a quest, a book that went from writing a book to a calling. And I was just drawn into it. I hope that the future readers of this book are the same, that you will delve into this and learn much more about the St. Louis region, how it's grown and developed, and how these beautiful cathedrals have been built over time and the reasons behind them.
Well, if you've not been to the cathedral, I highly recommend it. It's just a thing of beauty. That's just simply put. Congratulations on this book, John Gunther. Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis, an Illustrated Timeline. Thank you for inviting me here to discuss this, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your interest. It's been great to be with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.